Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
Red Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti, and today I'm in virtual company of Joel Fry, who plays Jasper in Cruella by Craig Gillespie, screening in theaters from May 26th and on Disney Plus with VIP access from May 28th. Hi, I'm Chiara from Italy. I read that Craig Gillespie said and wrote that Jasper is really the heart of the film. So what do you think about that?
I think what he means by that is that there's quite a lot of mean characters in the film, and maybe Jasper is a bit less mean than everybody else. So I think that's what he means by that. Because he cares for his friend.
I asked the same question to Paul. I mean, you had to give like insight and background to two characters that in the animated film were pretty much presented as simply a very silly and not nuanced at all. So how was it? Difficulty was, if it was difficult, of course.
It's not really, I mean, I just had to kind of, I mean, we improvised, but actually also the lines are written for us. so really, I mean, it wasn't up to us. That was the writers really. And yeah, the cartoon characters were different, but they're cartoons also, but this is a different film. This is like a different, I mean, it has many things the same because it has to, but this is a standalone new story really. And so actually that thing you're talking about was already there because it was in the script. So we just followed that really.
I was wondering, since the production design is was a lot, and I remember Fiona Crombie saying that she built like something like 130 sets or something, how inspiring or challenging was to interact with those production and with, you know, the setting around you?
The truth is, I don't really notice it when we're doing it because I see it and I can see it's great. But actually, my concern on those days is just the scene, and if the set can help, great. But actually, it's only when watching it, when I watched it, I was like, whoa! And then you really see these sets and these things. And you really fully appreciate how amazing they are. But actually, on the days, I ignore this because if you didn't ignore it, then you might be overwhelmed because they're so big and there's so much work gone into them. So actually, when I'm doing it, I don't even really notice, really.
Well, what's your relation with the Disney world, world of Disney, the Disney films? I mean, Paul, before he brought up like Minnie Mouse or something, he was holding Minnie Mouse. What's your deal with this thing?
I probably the same as yours or anybody's. You know, these films, these cartoons that I watched when I was a child. I mean, I remember. I think I even watched the very first Disney cartoon when I was a kid. Yeah, this kind of Steamboat, black and white. Mickey Mouse. And, you know, these things, you can't miss them. I mean, it's such a kind of old, huge thing. Like, when I was a child, I was watching these films constantly, and they kind of shape you a little bit. Like, when I got an email, or I can't remember if it was an email or a letter from Disney for this, and it had the Disney emblem on the letter, and I was like, ah, it's Disney. And that's my relationship with them, probably the same as everybody's, because everybody's seen Disney films.
Chiara?
During the press conference, it has been said that this is one of the darkest live action Disney has ever made. You know, it's even, I mean, it's doing something about nuances of the character that not even Maleficent did. I mean, we have Cruella with all her choices, and the Baroness was not really like a good person. And I was wondering if there's something that you perceived while working on this film, or while working on this story, that it wasn't a typical live action. I mean, sort of good and bad, like very different.
Is there something that I could see while we were doing it?
Yeah, that you could sense that it was something a little bit different, a little bit darker.
Yeah, I guess it's a bit darker. I mean, I don't really... Cruella de Vil is quite a dark character anyway. You know, like, in the cartoon, she's like... She's probably worse in the cartoon than she is in this, really.
Yeah.
Darker, but it's not... I don't really think it's dark. I think it's cool. It's much cooler than I thought it was going to be. And I think I did... Craig was playing some music, and again, Craig was talking through these sequences, and I could see what he was trying to do, and I could feel that it was a lot more sharp than maybe other Disney live-action remakes. It's a lot more sharp and a lot more edgy. I think I prefer the word edgy than dark, because it doesn't really seem too dark to me, but it's very edgy. And that's why people who think they won't enjoy it should go and see it, because they will enjoy it.
What did you and do you take away from this experience as a person and as an actor?
I take away, what do I take away from this experience? I take away some friends. I take away 7.5 hours of Zoom interviews. I take away something that maybe my child can watch later and enjoy. I take away, new experience as an actor, really. Like every job that happens, they kind of build. And that's what I take away.
You know, Disney films have always like a subtext, or I don't want to say lessons we learn, about things we can understand better. So what do you think is the most important thing that we could learn or understand better from this film? Besides family, that it's always the most important thing, at least for me.
An Italian siren. Yeah, so tuneful. I think this film maybe has an underlying message of being individual, being yourself, is fine and good, because we are all different, and that's just the way it is, and that's fine. And celebrating that maybe a little bit.
And we've been talking to Joel Fry, playing Jasper in Cruella by Craig Gillespie, in theaters from May 26th and on Disney Plus with VIP access from May 28th. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.